بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had spoken about the Yahud, and in particular the Yahud of Medina Munawwara, who were made the gatekeepers, the custodians of the Torah, yet they chose to conceal and to distort certain rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that were mentioned in the Torah. In today's verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the next major scripture and book of his, which was the Injil. And this was given to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. So after speaking about the Yahud, the Jews of Medina Munawwara, Allah now says, وَقَفَّيْنَا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ, that we sent in their footsteps, we sent immediately after them, Isa, the son of Maryam, مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَاهِ, whose teachings were an affirmation, a confirmation of the Torah which had come before him. وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلَ فِيهِ هُدًى وَنُورٍ, and we gave him the Injil in which was guidance and light. These two attributes, these two qualities, هُدًى وَنُورٍ, guidance and light, we find mentioned in the previous verse as well where we spoke about the Torah. So the very same attributes are now mentioned for the Injil, that this book contains guidance and light. وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَاهِ, and the Injil itself was also an affirmation, also a confirmation of the Torah which had come before it. وَهُدًى, and this attribute is now repeated in this verse. It contains guidance. وَمُوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, and it is an admonition and advice for those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this verse, respected brothers and elders, we find a very important discussion pertinent to our aqidah, our belief system, where we understand what is the meaning of the Injil being an affirmation, a confirmation of the book which had come before it, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings being an affirmation of the teachings of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, who had come before him. We find when it comes to the fundamental aspects of our iman, of our faith and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to matters of tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah, belief in the hereafter, life after death, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc., we find all the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam and all the books of Allah, regardless of which period of time they were sent in, but each and every one of the anbiya and the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are unanimous. Their teachings are one and the same as far as the fundamental aspects of iman and belief are concerned. And this is mentioned in the Quran as well. Various Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam had come into this world, and all of them preached the very same message, that, O people, worship Allah, there is no ilah, no deity besides Him. So we find there is no difference of opinion whatsoever from amongst all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam as far as the fundamental aspects of iman, of belief are concerned. Yes, when it comes to laws and rulings in this world, permissibility, impermissibility, here we find different shariats that were sent. Each Nabi was given a set of laws specific to his time, his people. And here also we find those who are against Islam or those who are against the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise an objection. And this is very important, something pertinent to our belief, our aqidah. And the objection is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise, all knowing. So why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created different rulings and different laws in different times? Why was it not one set of laws? Certain things were permissible for certain nations, impermissible for this ummah, and vice versa. Is this not ignorance on the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wal-iyadu billah. So ulama explain very simply by means of an example we can understand, is that a parent sees that the weather is not favorable, it's raining, it's cold outside. So he says to his child, you cannot go and play outside. And then after a few hours, when the weather changes, the sun now comes out, it is warm, the conditions are favorable, now he says to his child, you can now go outside and play. So nobody will accuse this parent of ignorance, that why are you changing your law or your decision? And earlier in the morning you had said no, now you're saying yes. Does this mean you don't have knowledge? No. Rather, based on the conditions, what was most suitable, what was best for the child, the decision changed. So in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala passes certain laws, certain rulings, in different times, for different situations. This is the wisdom and the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter Allah now cautions the people of the Injil, the Nasara, the Christians, that they should not fall into the same trap as the Yahud. Allah says, وَلْيَحْكُمْ أَهْلُ الْإِنْجِيلِ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ, the people of the Injil should pass judgment, pass rulings in accordance to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. In other words, they should not distort and conceal the teachings of the Injil. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And those who do not pass judgment in accordance to what Allah has sent down, then those are the ones who are the transgressors, who are openly sinners and going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us correct understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.